Hi folks, welcome to Creepy Tales. I am, as always, your host, the Great White Snark, Scotty J.
And I'm one of his rather fucked up children.
Okay, I got one here, and this is something that I've always been attracted to. It's a story, you're probably familiar with it, The Headless Horseman.
Yes.
Well, The Headless Horseman, as we know the story, Ichabod Crane,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're all familiar with Ichabod Crane and The Headless Horseman.
Yes.
Well, actually, depending on what part of the world you're from, different cultures have the Headless Horseman too.
Really?
Yeah. Now, the Headless Horseman, 1820, Washington Irving writes the story, The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, which introduces the world to Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the story begins in Sleepy Hollow, New York, during the American Revolution.
New York has a Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah. I would love to go up there just to see what the fuck they do for Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because think about it. Sleepy Hollow, the Headless Horseman. You know they're going to go all out. Like Salem, Massachusetts with the witch trials. Now, traditional folklore holds that the horseman was a Hessian trooper. Now, I'm going to explain the Hessians to you.
All right.
They were German mercenaries.
Oh.
And he was killed during the Battle of White Plains in 1776. Now, he lost his head from a cannonball. Duck, Charlie! Well, didn't happen. And the shattered remains of his head were left on the battlefield while his comrades hastily carried his body away. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on that detail trying to pick up the pieces of the head, you know? And, I mean, we've been to a couple Civil War battlefields. We've seen the size of the cannonballs.
Yeah.
No, if your head gets taken off by a cannonball, there's not much left for you to pick up.
No, there isn't.
Now, they eventually buried him in the old Dutch church of Sleepy Hollow, and he comes back as a ghost, seeking his lost head while wielding a jack-o'-lantern as a temporary replacement and also as a weapon.
Let me throw my pumpkin at you.
Right. Now, the thing is modern versions of the story like to say that he pops up on Halloween, which was about the time of the battle.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really weird. Now, it was also became a novel by Mayne Reid, and it was published in a monthly serial from, it was a monthly serialized story from 1865 to 1866, and they pulled it together in a book in 1866, and it was based on the author's adventures in the United States. And it was titled The Headless Horseman or A Strange Tale from Texas because it was set in Texas.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not? I mean, hell. Texas needs a headless horseman.
Texans need fun too.
Now, there's a headless horseman in Irish mythology. Now I know. Really? I know I'm gonna
butcher the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
And you went to college.
Well, I didn't study Irish dialect and languages in college.
I haven't.
But it's called the Dúlahan, or the Dúlachan, which is, translates into the Dark Man. Now, he is a headless demonic fairy.
Hi. I don't think they mean that kind of fairy.
Oh. He's a headless demonic fairy, usually riding a horse and carrying his head under his arm. He has a whip made from a human corpse's spine. Oh, that's so fucking cool.
I'ma whip you with a spinal cord.
Whip it! Whip it good! Dun-dun-dun-dun. Crack that whip! Yeah, that bossed a slap. Oh, sorry. Now, when he stops writing, a death occurs. Now, he calls out a name, at which point the named person immediately dies.
Oh.
So he could be riding through the Irish countryside. He could stop at a house and be like, y'all are... Oh, fuck, that's not...
Isaac.
Or, Colin, yo, Colin McGregor. And then Colin McGregor dies. Now, in another version, he is the headless driver of a black carriage, the Coisted Budar, and a similar figure, the Gansian, which translates to without a head, can be frightened away by wearing a gold object or putting one in his path. Fucking rappers with all the gold and bling bling on them, they're fucking safe.
One thing rappers are good at.
What? What? Okay. Now, the Scottish people have one. They have the tale of a headless horseman, and theirs concerns a man named Ewan. That's it. He was decapitated in a clan battle at Glen Kinnear, or on the island of... Or, fuck, let me try that again. It's been a long day.
Take two.
Click. He was decapitated in a clan battle at Glen Kinnear on the Isle of Mull.
Mull?
Yeah. Now, the battle denied him any chance to be a chieftain, and both he and his horse are... Oh, he rides a headless horse, too. Nice! Cool. Leave it to the Scottish people to take it up a fucking notch. No, it's not enough that we have to have a headless rider. The fucking horse is headless, too, bastards. So, both he and his horse are headless in accounts of his haunting the area. Now, English folklore... The 14th century poem Gawain and the Green Knight features a headless horseman, the titular giant knight. After he is beheaded by Gawain, the Green Knight lifts his head up with one hand and rides from the hall, challenging Gawain to meet him again 1 year later. Sir Gawain was one of the Knights of the Round Table, one of King Arthur's boys. Now, I'm sure people have come across different versions of the Headless Horseman. Now, you need to ask Grandma, because she used to watch this television series back in the 70s called Kolchak the Night Stalker.
Isn't every stalker out at night?
Well, right. No, sometimes I like to stalk during the day.
You stalk Walmart.
Hey, some of the OGP girls are kind of cute.
I haven't seen the OGP girls.
But see, for Kolchak, the Headless Horseman was a motorcyclist who gets revenge for the loss of his head on a rival bike gang 20 years after his murder.
Why is every Headless Horseman story starting with someone decapitated?
Hey, that you gotta...
That's like the most classic way to start a Headless Horseman story.
Well, but one of the best Headless Horseman TV shows that I loved was Sleepy Hollow. I mean, yeah, I never
got to see all of the Sleepy Hollow animation thing.
Oh, the Disney movie? Because Disney did a movie called Night at Sleepy Hollow, which they tell the story of Ichabod and the horsemen. Now, I actually came across the Headless Horseman in Assassin's Creed Rogue.
I've encountered the Headless Horseman in Skyrim.
Yes, he's in Skyrim.
You have to go to a certain area at a certain time of day for the ghost of the Headless Horseman to ride. If you follow him, I think he brings you to a rune.
I remember there was one ghost I followed on the game that took me to a ruin.
Oh, yeah. You actually had to watch where that one went.
Yeah, you had to follow him.
He brought you to where he died.
Yeah.
And his grave was being robbed when you showed up.
Of course. They didn't do it this year because of the Rona. Rona.
Rona fucks up everything.
But we've been out to Perry Farm for their Sleepy Hollow event.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and a lot of places, a lot of outdoor haunted houses, I should say. The Headless Horseman is a key event because... Well, actually, I mean, the Headless Horseman is more suited for like an outdoor haunted attraction than an indoor one. Well, yeah, because who the hell's going to put a horse inside?
How will you put a horse inside?
I would probably try to figure one out, but, you know, outdoor hay rides like the one we went on.
Yeah.
Had the Headless Horseman at a few different spots. And what was nice was, they had glow-in-the-dark paint to represent the skeleton of the horse.
Yeah.
Now, a model shop up in Orland.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I went in there once, Hobbytown USA.
Yeah, with the rubber band Gatling gun.
Right, but they had a plastic model of the Headless Horseman you could assemble.
Oh.
I would like to get it, but I'm not going to do it here because Matt would probably glue himself to the floor. You think I'm joking, and he probably would do it too.
I am probably a cruel person for laughing at that.
No, because I'd laugh at it, too, if it happened to him. I just kind of look at him and be like, what happened, Homer? And then you just kind of look at me and smile and be like, say something. Like, you glued yourself to the floor, didn't you? And he'd probably sit there and smile again and be like, fuck yeah, okay, let's try getting you. Let's try freeing you.
Rip up the floor when you're at right. doing it.
But you have an encounter. For any of you to play Assassin's Creed Rogue, you know what I mean. You go to the town of Sleepy Hollow at night.
Mm-hmm.
The Headless Horseman appears. And, you know, it took me about 10, 15 minutes to figure out how to stop him. and it was just on a whim, too. I was just sitting there going, I'm looking at it going, I think I know how to be. Let me try this. And I shot a pumpkin and he disappeared. So I'm like, well, okay. I guess that's how you stop the Headless Horseman. I mean, there's plenty of pumpkins around on the scene, so, you know.
Fine. Just shoot one of them.
Right. That's what I did. What the fuck? You know, I actually tried looking into a Headless Horseman costume one year.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was thinking about dressing up as the Headless Horseman for Halloween one year.
Mm. Wouldn't Monica be the Headless Horsewoman?
I don't know.
You know, diversify it a bit?
I don't know. Now the thing is, most of the Headless Horseman costumes that you see out there is the black outfit with the head. I was actually liking trying to do the one for, or if I actually did one, I would like to do the one from Sleepy Hollow, put on a red British outfit. Oh, yeah, because, you know, I strive for accuracy. Mm. You know, keep with the legend, you know, just be a Hessian soldier, you know. Well, actually, what was it? The year that we went out there to Perry Farm, they had one dressed up like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, they had one of the scarecrows dressed up as the Hessian British soldier Headless Horseman from Sleepy Hollow. So I'm like, nice. But I think we're going to wrap this one up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Headless Horseman is one of those that, you know, everybody knows. Hmm. You can show a picture of them and everybody knows who you're talking about. Well, you know where to find us out there. And for Creepy Tales, I'm Scotty J.
I'm Alex.
Catch you later, folks.
Yeah.